Gambling proposals have been kicking around Japan for years. The country actually legalized casino gambling in 2016, but don't expect to be a high roller in the land of the rising sun anytime soon. It's taking time to work out details in the national parliament, the Diet. Those details include picking locations for resort casinos, deciding who should operate them, and setting up a regulatory structure for the industry. Japan's ruling political party and its coalition partner made progress on several points over the past week, such as planning to tax casino revenue at a flat rate of 30%. But the Diet needs to approve the plans, and lawmakers already have a heavy agenda for a session that ends in June. Some outlines of the gambling landscape are taking shape. According to Japanese media, there are likely to be three casino resorts in different locations around the country. Osaka is one of the leading candidates. Admission will be sort of a reverse Kama-Aina pricing. It will be free for foreigners and a little more than $50 for locals. That's the way Singapore does it. The idea is to curb gambling addictions among residents. Last week, Nomura Securities issued a report saying the earliest date for the Diet to act on the next steps is likely to be the second half of this year. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.